And the final thing is, the whole reason for this is that faith is the instrument by which we get right with God. Because it says here, he became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Have you received that righteousness? Noah was a sinful man. There's an episode at the end of Genesis 9, which we didn't have time to read, which just deals with his failure. We've alluded to it before. He was a sinful man, and yet God sees him as righteous because he is righteous in the way that all people who trust in Christ are righteous, which is we receive that righteousness by God's grace through the instrument of faith. Faith lays hold upon the righteousness that's imparted through God's grace to us. So faith gets right with God. So there's something about Noah's faith, the transferable thing that we can all take out of Noah's life is something about the life of faith. Faith believes God, fears God, works for God, witnesses for God, gets right with God. Right, we're not called to build an ark. We are called both to be and to build God's kingdom, one decision at a time. The life of faith believes God's word and out of gratitude and reverence for God seeks to live daily in obedience to him as a worker and as a witness. That's going to come up on the screen just now, I think. Tricky, please. I've tried to, during this very short series, I hope you've got something from it. I've really enjoyed it, actually. It's been so much in this fantastic piece of history that we have in Genesis. There were four principles that I just tried to tease out. I'm just going to bring them up here again for you. From the first episode, we saw that there was judgment coming, and yet God was doing it in such a way that he gave them 120 years to change. He pleaded with them as his spirit struggled through the preaching of Noah. And the key point that we got from that message was this, that God punishes sin, but he always does it as a last resort and with a heavy heart. God takes no pleasure at all in punishing sin or sinners. He does not, but he must do it. He is holy. He does it. He punishes sin, but he always does it as a last resort and with a heavy heart. And then from the next message, this was the amazing events leading right up to the flood when people were ignoring it, and there was this last 7-day period when the animals were going into the ark and Noah and his family, a final demonstration that there was still an opportunity to be saved. And this emphasized to us that the story of the flood is the timeless story of judgment and salvation, which runs through the entire Bible and finds its highest expression and ultimate fulfillment at the cross of Jesus Christ. The shadow of the cross is over the whole of this great story of Noah. And there is a chance to receive salvation, perhaps even this morning if you've not done so. Don't put it off, because this is the timeless story of the cross. And then the third one was this, the idea of things being made new, but there were some things that carried on, and one of these things was sin and Noah and his family, as the end of Genesis 9 illustrates. And the message we got from this, I hope, was that in Christ, we're made new people, but we still have to struggle with sin until the time comes when God finally makes everything new. He is making everything new. It will come, that time when the old order of things passes away and the new heavens and the new earth, where only righteousness dwells, will be instituted. And today's one, final one, just to repeat this again. The life of faith believes God's word and out of gratitude and reverence for God seeks to live daily in obedience to him as a worker and a witness. Are you up for following in the footsteps of Noah?